Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August 25th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 6.5 cents, 551.75. September wheat down 6.75 cents, 711.25. And November beans up a penny, 1332.75. The meal was down 290. Oil was up 69 ticks, with the crude oil being up $82.82 a barrel. Mixed kind of day in here today. We didn't see any exports this morning. We had good rains overnight. But all in all, the trade's trying to determine whether the heat that we're seeing in a lot of areas is going to be offset by the rains that are going to be falling. It looks like a lot of the country has had good rains. We're expecting more rains. Fargo, Minnesota, all those areas look like they're going to be getting more rains out here. The Romanians came out and said they've got 11.4 million metric tons of wheat. That's a record crop. And 13.7 million metric tons of corn. That's up 3.5 million metric tons from last year. So there's still going to be grain around on the export market beside the U.S. And so I think we got to keep an eye on that. Overall, the September options expire on Friday. It looks, as we talk, December corn will probably try to go off around 550 and let all the puts and calls, or the September corn is at 550. Looks like they'll try to trade it there as we close and let all the $5.50 puts and calls expire worthless. On the beans and wheat, it's not so clear, so we'll just have to wait and see how that develops. Overall, the corn closed 4 cents off its highs. It broke late in the session. Beans broke about 7 cents off their highs late in the session. Beans only closed a penny higher. We might have run the gamut in the bean market and the corn market on this rally. Corn had rallied 26, 27 cents off the lows. The beans had rallied 60 cents off the lows. And there may be enough in here in the meantime. The funds were buyers 3 days in a row. Usually the funds trade, you know, one way or the other 3 days in a row. So that may be it here for a while. I just don't see the market getting up a real big head of steam out here. There's still plenty of talk around about the tight carryouts around the world, and that grain prices should be moving higher, and maybe they will, but I don't see it right as we speak here right now. I think these rains are going to help the yields up north. The dryness isn't that extreme that we wouldn't expect this time of year. So, and all in all, it's kind of a mixed bag out here, but I think the rains will help wherever they're getting it. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.